Dr. Wright, it was with the thorough knowledge of your fitness for the position, as evidenced by your sound academic training, wide administrative experience, your sterling character, and proven leadership abilities, that the Board of Control chose you for the presidency of the University of Florida. And the Board of Education ratified that action in March of 1955. At this time, I give public and official expression to those acts and formally entrust to your keeping and wise administration the affairs of this university, an institution highly esteemed among the great universities of the nation and dearly beloved by many loyal sons and daughters and by the people of this commonwealth.
Mr. Kent, I accept this office which you have extended me, together with the high responsibilities which it entails. And in humility, I pledge to you and other members of the Board of Control, the Board of Education, the faculty, students, alumni, and all citizens of Florida, that I shall endeavor to carry forward the work of this great institution with the utmost devotion and dedication, and bring to it all of the resources at my command.
Of the authority vested in me by the Board of Control, acting under the laws of the state of Florida, I hereby proclaim J. Wayne Wright, President of the University of Florida, with all of the powers and responsibilities thereunto appertaining.
Now, upon what foundation has this university been built? Whether we are speaking of a private or a public institution of higher learning, a university has as its primary purpose the general and professional education of its students, and second, the advancement of knowledge through research and creative thinking. For a state university, and particularly one which is a land-grant institution such as the University of Florida, we can add a third function, namely the continuing education of its citizens. These three components, general and professional training of students, the advancement of knowledge, and the adult education, need to be kept in proper balance and reflect the needs and aspirations of those we serve. In this matter of balance, achieving the proper relation between general and professional or technical education has long been debated, not only here in Florida, but throughout the civilized world. Is it possible to be both liberal and vocational at the same time? Is there a basic conflict which makes these objectives mutually exclusive? Do we need to sacrifice liberal education in the interest of the professional or technical? I believe not, and certainly it should not be, because there is a compelling need to combine the two if we are to develop the kind of men and women who will make the maximum contributions to our society. There are those who believe that we should bend our whole efforts toward the vocational, utilitarian, and professional objectives. Others would have us concentrate on the effort, on our efforts to preserve and promote the learning and wisdom of man, to gain a vision of the past that there might be a glimpse of the future, and to kindle the awareness of the divinity within us. These opposing points of view have been resolved at the University of Florida. Although our methods of maintaining a proper balance and the means by which we accomplish our objectives need to be reviewed from time to time, and this is what we shall expect to do and begin during the year ahead. Within our objectives of general education here at the university, no student is going to be unfamiliar with the liberalizing power which comes from a knowledge of art, literature, music, philosophy, and religion. Nor will students be restricted through ignorance of the physical universe or of biological relationships. They will gain insight and understanding through the study of mankind and the evolution of his social institutions. The second function of a university is the advancement of knowledge through scholarship, scientific research, and philosophic thinking. All those who teach must participate in this function, or their teaching will become sterile and dull. Provision must always be made so that time will be available to faculty members for this pursuit of scholarship, research, and philosophic thinking. But a state university and land-grant college has a further responsibility in this matter of advancement of knowledge. Through organized research programs, we are called upon to perform a service to the state which has been of untold value in the past and holds even greater future promise for the future. I refer to the Agricultural Experiment Station, which has provided the basic information for creating here in Florida a paradise of agricultural productivity undreamed of by those who first tilled our sandy soils and battled insects and diseases. I refer also to the Engineering and Industrial Experiment Station, which has made significant contributions in the industrial development of the state and through its vast contract research program to national defense. Another important area of organized research is the Bureau of Economic and Business Research in the College of Business Administration, which has made significant economic, statistical, and business studies pertaining to Florida. Finally, among our organized research activities, I refer to our program of cancer research, largely supported by grant funds, which is continuing to make discoveries of a basic and fundamental nature, motivated by the hope of all who labor in this field, that someday we shall unlock the secrets of one of the chief scourges of mankind. This great center and source of scientific talent, dedicated to making discoveries for the betterment of mankind, was established and built through the vision of those who have gone before and those who are still with us, and by a far-sighted citizenry which appreciates the value and importance of research. A third function of a state university, particularly when it is also a land-grant institution, is that of continuing or adult education. We have long been aware of the magnificent educational program of the Agricultural Extension Service through its specialist and county and home agents. The General Extension Division, which works with all of our state institutions of higher learning, has carried on a program of adult education which has stimulated and brought new insight and knowledge to countless professional business and lay groups. Certainly, this program of adult education will assume increasing significance in the future. Higher education in Florida today is faced with a set of the most challenging problems in the history of the state. These problems center around the need for providing for at least a 200% increase in enrollment within the next 15 years. Yet herein lies one of the most exciting challenges with which a free democratic society has ever been confronted. For it will be in the education of this great number of our youth that we shall cultivate the human resources to ensure the greatest economic, social, and cultural progress in the history of our country. Much has been said recently regarding the size of a university, with the insinuation at times that an increase in size is accompanied by a deterioration in quality. This has a false premise. As one of my colleagues recently stated, a thing can be small and bad, or it can be big and good. There is certainly no necessary relationship between size and quality in educational institutions. One certainly is not a deluded materialist if one thinks that things can be both bigger and better, end of quote. While we do not and we shall never worship size, we need not fear it as long as we emphasize academic excellence and standards. Large universities, strangely enough, are nothing new. John Wycliffe in the 14th century, looking wistfully back to the Middle Ages, remarked that the enrollment at Oxford at that time was 60,000 students. While modern scholars have indicated that Wycliffe was considerably off on his estimate, nonetheless, even during the Middle Ages or the 14th century, particularly the University of Paris, we know, had an enrollment of over 7,000 students or thereabouts. In coping with numbers, there is the most urgent need that we expand and support a sound program of junior colleges, and that established institutions of higher learning be strengthened to meet the demands of excellence for the future.